The U.S. dollar has shown some signs of cooling off a bit into the North American Open on this Wednesday, though not before dollar-yen managed to trade to yet another yearly high. BOJ Takada said the central bank needed to continue with easing patiently and that they were still a distance to a stable inflation target. At the same time, the yen did recover somewhat, perhaps getting help from Japan's top currency diplomat Kondo, who said authorities wouldn't rule out any options on currencies if speculative moves persisted. Elsewhere, German factory orders came in much softer than expected, but the euro was able to run higher, perhaps on comments from ECB Nod, who said the market underestimated the chances for a September rate hike. Moving on, UK construction PMI reads declined, but were better than expected. However, the decline in recent months in residential house building was the steepest since early 2009, with the exception of the COVID-19 lockdown periods. Ultimately, this is probably what kept the pound weighed down. Looking ahead, we get Canada trade, U.S. trade, U.S. services PMI reads, the Bank of Canada policy decision, and the Fed page book late in the day. That's all for now.